Weiter in Shas. We're Maseches Vodazer, Daf Mem. Picking up all Lamtes Samabis by the bottom of the page. How many lines up? Three lines up. Vitaris Sheno Trufa, and Taris that is not minced and brine that has in it a kilbis fish is going to be things that are mutter be'achila. Tana Rabbanu, Nezu Vitaris Sheno Trufa. What does it mean, Taris that is not minced? What is it talking about? Kosher, Rosh, Shidra, Nikar. If you can see the head and the spine, then that's going to be not problematic. Rosh says, that's going to be good. She'll call dag v'dag, shad dag v'nikarim v'roshan. I mean, talking about the Torah, shad tamayim, roshayim, the tummy ones, their heads are chadim or more sharp. Vein lahem chut ha-shidra, v'nayim chut ha-shidra. V'ezot seer, sheish bad daga, and what's called brine, that has fish in it. Kol she kilbis achas, or she kilbis, anything that has one or two kilbis fish that are inside. Beep, turn the page. Mem amadav, shotet his bow, and they're swimming around in that area. Rashi says, loshon shotin alamayim, like they're swimming on the water. Has to kilbis achas, I'm going to show you. Now, you said that one kilbis is going to be mutter. Shtei kilbis mi bai, you have to have two kilbios. Even one is good. Why are you saying one or two? Look, Asha. Kam b'psuchos, kam b'stumos. Here we're dealing with open barrels of brine. In that case, a single one is not good enough because maybe it fell in. And Yamas Tumas, and there's a sealed one, that one is going to be enough. As Rashi says, Chavis Psuchos, Lo Sagi Bechada, the Ikel Mimar Me Almel Nafavai. If it's one, it's so good because maybe it could have just fallen by itself. It's my Rufun Amar, Ajde Rosh Shidra Nikar, until the Rosh Shidra Nikar, Benachman Amar, O Rosh O Shidra. It's one or the other. You don't have to have both of them. Masav Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Is that really true? But you know, the Mishnah says in Chulin, Ubedagim Kol Sheish Lo Snapir V'Kaskeses. How do we know if fish is kosher if you have the fins and scales? So if this narrow head and the spine would be good enough, then why are you talking about Snapir and Kaskeses? Rashi says that Mishnah Hibe Elu Trefus in Chulin, Alma, Daphnantes, Alma Ein, similar Dagim Dover Acher, Rakasha Dover, Sakasha on both of those. Amar Abaye, Kitanya Hi, Bara Uwe Palmuda. When was that Mishnah taught? It was talking about Ara and Palmuda, the Damu Rishaihu Latameim, where the heads of the fish are similar to the non-kosher fish, but seemingly other ones you could actually be able to tell between the head and the spine. Amar Huda Mishvedu Ula. Machla, Kes. The tabel betzira, and the machlokas is whether or not it's mutter to dip something into their brine. It's not only in reference to eating it. It's not only in reference to eating the brine of the Avodah Zarah Nektaris that he said whether the head or the spine is enough. Aval begufa, in reference to eating the actual fish itself, do you recall Asher Al Shehi Rosh V'Shidra Nikar? That's the, you have to have both of them. Not one, one of them is not enough. Amrav Zera, me reach havim tabilna bitziran. First, I used to dip foods in the brine of the Avodah Zarah Nektaris. If there's only one sign, either the head or the spine. Kiv the Shamana Lah Dam Rabbi Huda Mishra the Ula, the Chlokas Tabla Bitziran, Aval, Begufan, Divya Kola, Sarachi Rosh Shidra Nikar. Once I heard that, then Bitziran Nami Lo Mitabilna, I didn't even dip in their brine unless you have both of them. And he was machmir, according to Rav Huna, that you need both of them in order to have to even dip in. Amar Rav Papa, Hilchosad Allah is, but the Taurus of Azar is Aser, Ache Rosh Shidra, Nikar Kol Ach, Ashal Kol Achas Rachas, until the head and the spine of each one of them, you're able to figure out what each one of them is. It's pretty machmir now. So, if I think more, Mesvei Chatzichos. Sheyesh ben Simon, in reference to pieces of fish that have a sign on them, on the actual the piece itself, the scales on it, let's say, Bemakul and Bemakzas, and whether the sign is on all of them or on some of them, but feel the Echem Mimeo Shabam, even only on 1 out of 100, Kula Mutaris, all of them are going to be Mutter. Umayse, Bobet Kachav Mechav, the story time about a guy, about an Akum, that Shehevi Gorev Shel Chatichos, that once he brought a barrel that was filled with pieces of fish. V'nimsa simen ba'achaz mehen. They found out that there was a sign of so kosher. Found them one of them. V'hitir rabin shimon gamil es agarv kulo. He matured the entire barrel, which seems to show that a sign is not needed for each and every fish. And for the Gemara, tigam papa kishak atichos shavos. He's talking about when the pieces are all equal. Meaning what? What does that mean? That you put them all together, they'll make a piece of a fish itself. You put the puzzle together. They all came from one dag. In that case, Rosh Hashanah is going to say that a sign of one piece is enough for all of them. If so, what's the chiddush over there? Obviously, in such a case, everything's going to be mutter. The Gemara, the Tam and Nichash Dom Israel, maybe there's some. You should be worried. They suspect that maybe there's some sort of shtick that went on over here, and that even though it fits together, they're from different fish. Kamash Pons come and say, "No, you don't have to be worried about that. No one's going to. The guy's not going out of his way to make a puzzle of different types of pieces of fish to make it, you know, into one person, one particular fish." Story time. Hahu. There was a boatload of tzachanta that came to a place called Tzichra. Nafach Rav Huna Bar Chinya, Rav Huna Bar Chinya came to the boat. V'chazabei kalfi v'shaya. He saw that there were scales on it, and therefore he matered it. He found scales on the boat itself. But if we said the entire things of fish on this boat are going to be kosher. Is anyone going to go and matter something like this in a place where there are scales that are commonly found? Rashi says, maybe you have kosher and not kosher fish, and the scales just came out of the kosher ones. So the chauffeurs of Rava went out, and they said that he assered all this stuff over here. But his people came out and they actually matted it. They said it's fine. Your puppy said to me, Kisha Rav Huna Bar Chinna, when was Rav Huna Bar Chinna matter it? But Siran, only in reference to the tzir, the dip, the brine. Of Abu Gufan, no, not in reference to the actual fish itself. Not in reference to the fish. We're more meekle when it comes to that. To the tzir. Amr Rav Ashi, Lididi Amrli Rav Papa. Rav Papa told me, Kishar Rav Huna Bar Chinna, when do you matter it, this boatload? Afilu Begufan, even with the fish themselves. V'ana lo meisar asrinu, and I, lo meisar asrinu, I don't answer it. I'm not going to come and answer eating even the fish themselves. We have scales that's on this boat here. Rashi says, the Ochel Gufan, Mishun Klipi de Mishtachri Ba'arba. The scales that are found on the boat. Rav Ashi was saying this. Why is that? The Ka'amar Li, Rav Papa, because Rav Papa said to me that he matted even the fish themselves. As she says, the Sharna Rav Huna. Rav Huna matted even the fish. Lomishri Sharina, but I'm also not going to matter it. We're saying, I'm not answering it, because what he said, but I'm also not going to matter it. Ta'amar Rav Yehuda Mishmei De'ula, Machlokas Atabu V'tziran, Aval Gwigufan De'viakol, Atchei Rosh Avishit V'nikar, Shal Kol Echad V'achad. So kind of stuck here. I can't answer it, can't matter it. Okay. Yasser Rav Chimna Bar Idi Kamed Rav Adam Rava, V'yasser V'ka'amar, Ovigachavim Shehevi Areva Malechavis, V'yavur Zarnik, who brought a small boat filled with barrels of brine. Rashi says a river is a sphina katana, a small boat with barrels of brine. The name says kilbis v'achazin. You find that there's a kilbis in one of them. There's in one of them. The question is, what's going to be with the rest of the barrels? Psuchos, if all of them are open, then kula mutaros. All of them are going to be mutter. Rashi says kihechi da'avi b'hach, havanami b'kula v'azal alma. Because we could say that just like it was in one, it was in the others and it just jumped out. Stumos, if they're sealed, then himutes kulasos, that one with the thing is going to be mutter, because we know that the kilbis is found only in kosher fish barrels. But the rest are going to be also because they don't have it. Amar Le says, Minala, how do you know this? Mitlasa Kray Shemirli, I heard it from three psukim, Merav, Ushmuel, Rav Yochanan. Wasn't there three psukim? It says, Megibach Chachamim Gedolim, Shehem Kedaye Lisma Chaleim. These great sages are kedai to rely on them, just like Pesukim. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Kirvei Dagim V'Ubran Ein Nikachin Ela Min HaMumcha. The fatty insides of a fish, the Ubran would be like their caviar, right? In other words, their babies.
can only be bought from a mumcha, an expert that knows how to identify what's a kosher fish, what's not. Rami le ula le Rabbi Dosta itamin biri. This is going to be a bit of a problem. It's gamer of Rav. That implies that non-kosher fish has like these type of eggs, just like a kosher fish has. Ramini, but with your breast, it says not like that. It says dag tami masher. It's non-kosher fish. They have masher. It says dag atzmo rame imo. They go and they have the fish itself. It's not like eggs that come out and become fish, but actually they're just fish. Dag tar mitil beitzim. But a kosher fish will bring out eggs. So what's going on? Same mikan ubran. So the Gemara, okay, erase from here, from this statement, the part about the uber. He never said that the fish, the eggs have to be brought to an expert, because non-kosher fish do not bring out eggs. Amar Rav Zeira, stop wondering, I wonder if, you know, anyone out there knows, because caviar has to be kosher. I don't know. Anyway, Amar Rav Zeira, lo tisame, he's recording to that. He says, no, don't erase it. Because they're vile matili beitzim, they know. In fact, both of them, kosher and kosher, they give eggs. So, there goes our caviar. Elazem mashis v'chutz, the kosher fish, they bring forth their young from eggs that are outside of the body. Vehu, that is Rashi's dag tar, la'acha shehut lo beitzoso, mashretzes v'omedes me'alea b'chol. Vehu dag tar mi mashis mi refnim b'me'eim, la'acha shenigmarim beitzim v'me'eimav. So, the kosher fish will first send out the eggs, and then they become into fish. And the non-kosher ones, dag tameh, will be mashes b'fnim. Will first have them be born inside, and then they'll come out already whole. Again, the eggs of the kosher fish will hatch outside of the fish, and the eggs of the non-kosher one will be inside and come out whole. Lama limumcha. Why do I need an expert? Livdok b'siman. Just check the eggs to see if they have signs of a kosher fish. They're kosher fish eggs. The time runs in a brisa. Kisimani beitzim kach simani dagim. Just like the signs of eggs are the signs of fish. Rashi says simani beitzim shall of tahor. Now we're not done explaining that yet. Simani dagim sakadaita. Can you really think it means the signs of fish are like the signs of eggs? Simani dagim, snapir v'kaskeses k'sibu. It says snapir v'kaskeses, fins and scales. Clearly it's not going to apply to eggs. Ela kisimani beitzim kach simani uber dagim. It's like the signs of eggs that come from chicken, so are the signs of the uber of dagim. Meaning the beitzim of them. Ve'elahin simani beitzim. These are simanim. Kol shekoderis v'agulgeles. Any that narrows and the sides are round. Rosha echad kad, v'rosh echad chad. One end of it is flat and the other end is pointed, kind of like an oval type of whatever it is. Tahor, that's going to be kosher. Shnei roshim chad, and both of them are pointed. Shnei roshim chad, and both of them are flat. Then tamei is going to be tamei. Chelmon mibachutz, chelmon mifnim. If the yolk is on the outside, and what's known as the albumen is on the inside. The albumin is the white of the egg. So if you have the yolk, the yellow is on the outside and the white is on the inside, tamei it's tamei. Chelmon ribachutz chelmon b'fnim. If the white's on the outside and the yellow's on the inside, tahor. Chelmon v'chelmon b'orvim zavizeh. If it's all mixed together, zui bitzes a sheretz. This is the egg of a sheretz. So she says a turtle or a lizard. That's how they do it. So, if that's the case, why does Rav say that the eggs can be brought out only to an expert, the Mimcha? Bring it to anyone who just figure out through the shape to see if it's kosher. Now, Amareva, Geshini Mocho, we're talking about where it's all dissolved, and therefore you can't see the shape anymore. In that case, the eggs of the fish can be brought from an expert who can figure out where it came from, a kosher fish or not. Okay. The Rabbi Dostai, the Mimbiudi Amar, Sami Mikan Ubran, says get rid of the part with the eggs over there because he says that non kosher fish don't produce eggs at all. They just come out whole. Beep, turn the page, Mimbi Base of Tanya. But we learned in the Braisa. Kissimani Batesim, Katsimani Ubri Dagim. Clearly they do have eggs. Rashi says Ama Yesh the Dagim Ubran. They clearly do have this over here. And for the Gemara, Lav Terutza Lav terutze mitarstala. Didn't you anyway have to explain this away? Like you had to, like, you know, fudge it a little bit to read it differently. That kach simoni kirvei dagim. These are the signs of the insides of the fish. How do you find a reference to that fish in its innards, that there's something that's flat and something that's pointed? You find it in the shilpucha, is the, Rashi says, Masia shel dag shemlei ruach. It's this part of the fish that's filled with ruach. It's a bladder that's filled with air, says Rashi, right? So the Brisa means that the air bladder of a kosher fish is the shape of a kosher bird's egg. Delicious. Im ein shamumcha, right? What if there's no expert over there? What do you do? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, kevin d'amar ani melachdim. As long as the Jewish seller, who's not an expert, says, I salted the fish and saw that they were kosher fish, and it's from the very fish that I moved them, and mutar, and then they're going to be mutar. Until he says, these are the fish and these insides. Rashi Shir Lo Adagim. That's when show him the fish. Maybe he's not an expert in this. We can't trust that. Orule Rabbi Yehuda Adda Dayala. Rabbi Yehuda ruled for Adda Dayala was the one who would prepare food for people who were making a caterer. Rashi Shema the Shame Shiragilios Sachilos Asuda Takin Tavshilin. Kevin Dama Ani Melachim, as long as he says, I salted the mutarim, they are going to be mutar.
Next part of the Mishnah, the Allah shel chiltis, the leaf of the chiltis, is something that says mutar. Pshita, obviously, why would you think that it should be aser? Where we saw earlier that the grains of the chiltis is going to be aser. Why is that? Because they're cut with the knife of the non kosher knife and it gets in the flavor. So why would I, Sosef Dan Lishvach, because of the sharpness of the chiltis? Why would you think that a leaf which is not cut would be asher? This is talking about only the grains that are inside of the leaf. Oh, Rashi says a dvukin ba'alav, oshen nashu bekli, dilma icy kretin achrini de ifsik b'sakina ve'ariv bahani. That is that you have this uncut grain that's stuck to the leaves, and we needed to mate the leaves with these grains that are stuck to it, and with those that have fallen into the container. We would have thought that maybe we should be worried that the Avodah Zarnik brought the grains that were cut with a non-kosher knife and mixed them with the grains that were with the leaf, that were in the leaf. Kamashpan, you have to reward such a thing. Because these grains slipped off the leaf on their own and they came with the leaf. And therefore there's no iser. Next part of the Mishnah is they say gluskos amigulgal in the cakes of softened olives. Pshita, obviously, why would you think the olives would be aser? Onitzra afal gav de rafi tuva. It's coming to teach the mutter, even though they're very soft. Rashi says they're so soft that the pits will slide out. You would have thought that maybe the reason they're so soft is because they put some wine into it, and therefore they'd be aser because of the wine. Kamash malan hani mechmas mishchahu de rafi became soft only because of their own oil. Rabbi Yossi shlachin aser, and he says that the pits ready to fall out are going to be aser. Hechidam mishlachim. What does it mean? Those with those pits that are ready to fall out. Amrav Yosi bar Chinina kol she'ochso biyado. Anita ba'ala that if you grab it with your hand, v'garinu aso nishmatas, the pit will slip out of it. Hachagavim abayim, grasshoppers that come from the shopkeeper's basket are going to be aser. Tanu rabbana chagavim akafizim akaflu. Those grasshoppers, the husk of the caper berries, and leeks, abayim mina otzer, mina heftekum mina svina, if they come from the storage room or from the pile or from the boat. Rashi says mina hetpik. Hetpik is makam kinusan shehena suin sham. They bring it over and leave it. Zel zeh. And they kind of stock everything on top. Mutar, this is going to be mutter, because they didn't put anything into it. We're not worried there's some sort of zlifa abundant. I'm carving kataloza, but some it's sold. In the kataloza, Rashi says, the shok, I'm certainly going to be also inflation with because he spritz wine on top of it, right? In order to make people look at it like, oh, look, it's so good. It's juice is falling out of it. V'chein yayin tapuchin shalav shgachavim, also apple cider of Avodah Zarnik, sabayim min ha'otzer, opesad is chein yayin tapuchin, is wine from apples. that comes from the storage area or from the stockpile, from the basket, and return those are going to be mutter. I don't give a katluza if it was coming from the shuk, the katluza, and it's aser. Because they mix into it wine. One time Rabbi had a problem with his stomach pains. He said, does anyone know of these things that yain, there's apple cider mutter aser for them? He felt this is going to be some sort of thing that's going to help him. One time, my father, he had the same type of these pains in the stomach. It was 70 years old. He drank it and he got better. He says back to him, you had so much information in your hand. It's irony. It caused me pain. You didn't tell me this. But so they found this vodazarnik. He had 300 barrels of 70-year-old apple cider, and he drank from it, and he got better. Amay said, blessed is Hashem who handed his world over to guardians. Right? It's Hashem who put it in the minds of people to hold on to some things that eventually is going to be used. So Baruch Hashem. V'chein l'truma. Last part of the Mishnah also with truma. My v'chein l'truma. What does it mean when it says? And also to truma. Rav Shesh says, v'chein l'kohen, hachosh should limko truma l'shem chulin. This applies to a kohen who's suspected to sell truma as chulin. Right, truma doesn't sell as much because only kohanim can buy it. Rashi says truma ain't demei yikarim she'ainu ruuyin ruuya el kohanim. So therefore, people maybe sell it off as like it's chulin. The fun of huda aser. It's only that which is in front of him is going to be aser. Falapam mina oser mina mahepik mina slula is going to be mutter. How come? Is susay mir says she's scared to lie about that because suffer shamei be'rabanan. They think the rabbi's going to hear about it and mafsidu leminayin, and they're going to take away the whole thing from me. They're going to say the whole thing is now hefker, and he doesn't want that to happen. But he's not worried about the fact that someone in front of him, because even if he gets caught, it gets taken. It's a very small loss, and therefore he's not worried about it. Hadru and Allah ain ma'amidin. Ain la la la. Oh, in the la la la. Hey, Mazda for finishing the second parak of Maseches Ozar. Looking forward to starting the third. We are going to stop over here, and I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.